This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's World Report for the week beginning Christmas Day. LookAhead broadcast tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Christmas week. Donald Trump is off tomorrow a Lago for golf, sun, and turkey. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is cross-country skiing in Switzerland. And British Prime Minister Chancellor Theresa May enjoys cooking the family goose and going to church in her constituency. Russian President Vladimir Putin is working because his Christmas is on the 7th of January. He's in Tehran on Christmas Day for tripartite talks on Syria with Turkey and Iran. Pope Francis is giving his Urbi et Orbi State of the World address at the Vatican on Christmas Day. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II is in Windsor Castle to give her annual broadcast to Britain and the Commonwealth. In Turkey, the trial resumes of three journalists and activists accused of conducting propaganda on behalf of terrorist organizations. It starts the day after Christmas. Liberia, also on the day after Christmas, will hold a postponed runoff vote in their presidential elections. There are fears that the result could lead to new violence. Tensions are also high in Saudi Arabia, and King Salman will attempt to ease them in his annual New Year's address on Sunday. He will also have to square the circle of a close relationship with Washington after Trump announced that he was moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. The Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni will also be making a New Year broadcast. His will be on Friday. Gentiloni will have to address the continuing slow growth of the Italian economy. And finally, on New Year's Eve, the Gulf Emirate of Dubai is going for an entry in the Guinness Book of World Records. They're hoping to have the world's biggest ever light show. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning on Christmas Day 2017. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. World leaders are abandoning their desks and heading to sun, snow, and firesides for Christmas. Donald Trump is in his favorite sun-soaked resort, Mar-a-Lago. Golf, turkey, and the occasional treat are expected to be the order of the day. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is off cross-country skiing in Switzerland, but she will return to her desk in time to broadcast the Chancellor's annual New Year's Eve address on Sunday. This year, she'll have to focus on her continuing failure to form a coalition and problems on both the eastern and western ends of the EU. British Prime Minister Theresa May is heading back to her Maidenhead constituency for Christmas, where she is planning a quiet day revolving around the church, friends, and fireside. Russian President Vladimir Putin is working next week, as his Christmas does not arrive until the 7th of January. Putin is expected to be in Iran for discussions on Syria. Also present will be Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, both Muslims. Pope Francis, of course, will be extremely busy, giving his Urbi et Orbi or State of the World address at the Vatican on Christmas Day. Expect Rohingya and Jerusalem to be mentioned. Queen Elizabeth II will address Britain and the Commonwealth in her annual Christmas Day broadcast. Look for mentions of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. In Turkey, the day after Christmas marks the resumption of a controversial sedition trial involving journalists and human rights activists. All three are charged with, quote, conducting propaganda on behalf of a terrorist organization. Liberia will host a postponed runoff vote in their presidential elections. The choice is between former footballer George Weah and incumbent president Boka Akya. The original vote was expected to result in the first peaceful handover of power from one democratically elected leader to another in 73 years. Now tensions are high. Tensions are also high in Saudi Arabia, and King Salman will attempt to ease them in his annual New Year's address on Sunday. The king will make reference to problems with Iran, Qatar, and Yemen. He will also have to square the circle of a close relationship with Washington after Trump announced that he was moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. The Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni will also be making a New Year broadcast. His will be on Friday. Gentiloni will have to address the continuing slow growth of the Italian economy. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.